Do not listen to this while driving or using machinery. If you have any medical conditions or are in doubt, ask your doctor. For optimal results, it's best to listen to this with headphones and to be sure that this is the left-hand side and this is the right-hand side. If, for any reason, you need to awaken during this process, you will do so with all the resources you need and clarity of mind to attend to the situation. Before you start to relax deeply into the mind reprogramming session, I want you to take a moment to hold in your mind these ideas, and you may do this with your eyes open or closed. At any point during the year, you can make a decision to do something new. Every year, on the 1st of January, people are reminded to make a change, to actively look at the areas of your life, and to pick one that you want to make a difference in. You may already have the level of fitness that you want, but do you take the time to enjoy your hobbies? Are your relationships, all of them, as good as they could be? Or your work and career, social and financial life? Any area that you would like to make a change in, you can at any time. And right now is the best time ever. Over the next few days, you can think more about this, as well as make some changes. Right here, right now, during this trance, you want to change the way you do things and the way you feel about some of the things you do. And when you have in mind now, or the next time you listen to this hypnosis recording, so you can, in a big way, make changes, even if the big way is born of lots of little changes in your mindset and attitudes. Now, you can close your eyes if you haven't already, and know that as you relax this time into trance, and during the days and weeks ahead, you can make changes big and small in all or any of those moments and as you sleep and dream tonight. Because the more that you keep bringing your mind back to a certain thought, the thoughts that you have become stronger and has a longer effect, and the potential for longer and more dramatic change in you for the better, for you, and maybe even those around you will benefit from some of your successes and from your attitudes. And so maybe you'll hear the words that I said as you allow yourself to drift deeper into trance. Or you may go so deep into trance this time that you only act on and remember when the time is right the things that make your life more. Now, you can feel the feelings of relaxation, gentle, and the gentle feeling of trance. And more, the more you choose to go deeply into trance. Before you lies the future, and behind you lies the past. And the things that have happened in the past are in the past. and are moving further and further away now. You can learn from your mistakes, so you make better decisions in the future by being able to remember the mistake at the right time, so as to give you the motivation to move away from those mistakes and into a brighter future by having the memories of those mistakes in your timeline, where you can see them when you need to both be pushed away from those old mistakes and drawn towards a healthier, happier attitude for the future that gives you more of what you desire. And the past also contains your successes, and these you can build upon and replicate. Create more of the type of successes that you are happy to create, and replicate more of that success in other areas of your life, with the successful resources of your past. And the future holds the plans you have more chance of making those plans become a reality by doing things in a certain way. And the way that you do the things that you want to have more of in the future is to do them in a way that works, by attaching motivation to create new and replicate previous successes because you are genuinely motivated to achieve them, because you tap into an ambition of yours, a burning ambition of yours for success. Your unconscious organizes time in a way that makes sense to you, represent time inside your unconscious as images of events yet to happen, or those that have, and they are located in different places, so you can easily recognize the difference between the memories of the things that you have experienced, and are aware of the imagination of the events yet to come, that for you are the things that you are planning to do, would like to do, and would be amazing to do. And some of the things that you do, are things that you do because you have thought about them and attached good feelings in such a way that you do them with a motivated, passionate drive. Then there are things that you don't get round to doing, and the things that you don't get round to doing that you put off, and the dreams that you don't manage to attain are things that you think about in a different way. And now you can, in a new way that you can choose to think about the things that you do want to do. Picture them in a new way so they become the things that you can make into a reality. The things that that our memories and resources from the past are represented as images and located in space in such a way that you and your unconscious mind know where they are, and the images of the things that you want to do, and the things that you are going to do in the future, are located in space and represented as images that are different. And the line that you can imagine between the images of the things in the past that you have done and the things in the future that you know you are going to do, and the things that you are planning to do. And you can imagine floating up above that line, your timeline, and you can see below you the point in the past where your adventure on planet Earth started, and some of the things that happened in the past were wonderful, and some of the things that happened in the past were not so wonderful. And from a detached point of view, you can see the things in the past that are experiences in the past that are best left. Sting out of those experiences by re-encoding those experiences so that you are more blasé about them, and that you know they happen, but they no longer affect you in a way that was not positive, so that you can take more of the positive from those experiences now. And as you sleep and dream tonight, because by noticing from a detached and far off point of view the situations and experiences in your past that were negative ones, and draining the color out of the images and making the images of the things that are in the past that you didn't enjoy become smaller and smaller and black and white. You are changing the way you're presents them, and this changes the way your unconscious presents to you as memories those experiences from the past, and the new smaller black and white way that you experience thoughts about the memories of those things in your past have little or no feelings attached to them. And the thing you notice is the good feeling of how they are over, and instead you can focus on the more positive things. And instead you can focus on the more positive things you are yet to do. And of course, the things that you did in the past that were wonderful for you and those around you and those things that you did and experiences in the past that made you feel really good. Because the things that made you feel really good are the kind of things that need to be celebrated more and more and remembered more and more so that you have more enjoyment from thinking about them. And feeling good is always good because it feels good and puts you in a good state of mind from where you can then make more good decisions and create more good memories for yourself and those around you, and so you can make the memories of the things that you did in the past that are good and also useful to you as a growing and evolving being. Resourceful experiences that you can draw on in the future and in the present. And that gives you more to build on and can become bigger and brighter memories. The more you allow yourself to increase the size of the images and brighten them up, and the more that you do make them bigger and brighter and feel good because of them, the more you increase the good feelings and the good states of mind that are you and your memories. Good memories bigger and brighter and feel good because of the more you increase the good feelings and the good states of mind that are you and your memories now. The future is where you are going, and that makes it a good reason to plan to have more success and happiness there. Are many areas of life that you can have more good feeling and more wonder in. And even if you already have an amazing life, in some areas you know where you can improve. Maybe your health and fitness, your relationships and social life, your career and your finances. And if your life is amazing in all these areas, you are the kind of person who wants it to be even more amazing in all of these areas now. There are things in the future that you know are going to happen. Fixed points in your future that you know are there, like certain birthdays, festivals, events, and these things that you know are going to happen are in your future. And there are other things that with the same certainty you would like to happen in your future. The plans you have and the visions you have, and you can have them become certain. fixed points and some of the things that you want to achieve need to be chunked down into smaller steps so that you can achieve them bit by bit. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step, and each time you achieve one of the small steps on your journey, the goal becomes closer, and you get to notice that you have achieved part of your goal, keeping you on track to achieving your goal. And every time that you reach a goal or a step on the way to a goal you set your intention and you demonstrate to yourself that you are capable of achieving the things that you set as a goal. You are capable of achieving the things that you set as goals, chunking into small and easily achievable steps. In the future, alongside the things you know are going to happen. In the future, alongside the things that you know are going to happen. The fixed points in time you can plan to have. The definite fixed point in time contain the steps of your goal and feel really good knowing that you can easily achieve those goals. Now, you can also imagine floating along your timeline. 1, 2, 3 or more years into the future, and look back down along the moments in time that from this perspective are in the past, and see how you can improve them by adding to and doing things differently, because of having had the benefit of hindsight before the fact. Because from this moment in the future, you can look back along all the things that are the fixed points in time and see the things that you added to those moments in time as things that you want to achieve and create in order to move close to the things that you want to achieve and the goals that you want to succeed in the future. Now, being at this point in the future gives you the opportunity to have that wonderful advantage of having hindsight before the fact. So you're unconscious now, can notice something that will save you time, or something that will make it easier, or something that is both, more than one, both and either, such that you can streamline from the future vantage point the ideas and steps on your journey to achieving goals as you continue into the future now. Taking action is something that is easier when you have steps along the way that are such a size that you easily look at them and inside yourself know that present themselves to you and that you create, and taking action with a positive and happy state of mind, focused and clear in a relaxed and determined way, with an attitude of gratitude and a belief in yourself that you can. Is the best time to get started. Put the pedal to the floor and watch the sparks fly from the guardrail. Take action. Do it. Move it forward. Lock it in place in your future and make it fantastic, wonderful, and a place that you are excited to get to. The feeling of gratitude for the fact that you know you will achieve the things inside you have a burning ambition to succeed at. The feeling of gratitude for the fact that you know you will achieve the things inside you that you have a burning ambition to succeed at. And the things that you do set as goals that you have that burning ambition to achieve, you can easily achieve so easily that other people wonder what has happened, how you did it, and want to replicate your success. A feeling of gratitude for the fact that you know you will achieve the things inside you that you have a burning ambition to succeed at. And the things that you do set as goals that you have that burning ambition to achieve, you can achieve so easily that other people wonder what has happened, how you did it, and want to replicate your success. A burning ambition inside you is so easily achieved. Your unconscious knows the things that you really want to achieve, that you did achieve, and you knew ahead of time that you were going to achieve those things. It was just a matter of time passing, because it was yours for the taking, and you took it, you claimed it, you made it yours. You claimed it, you made it yours. Obstacles in the way fell away, and you continued on your path and got what you knew you would get. Now, the structure of that same kind of utter certainty is something that your unconscious mind knows. And because it knows what that structure is, because you have that burning ambition to achieve them, you can seamlessly enter into a new world of everything that will serve you, and become aware of the outside world and a wish to become awake and active and ready for the rest of the day and the days ahead until you rest your head into sleep and trance again. as you listen to this recording again and succeed more now in a moment, I'm going to count backwards from 5. And you are going to become awake and excited to be more and more enthusiastic for the amazing changes that you can make now as you wake up and come right out of trance back to the here and now as I count backwards from 5, 4, 3, 2, eyes open, 1, wide awake.